You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio live today. From the grand opening of the Deco Food Hall and Angelo Steaks in downtown Wilmington, brought to you by the Bardea Restaurant Group. All right, come on out if you're in the air. This place is awesome. Have you eyed up all the food you're going to be having here?
I'm going to get some of that Mediterranean.
Yeah, there you go.
That Mediterranean food.
I'm going to have everything.
Emmanomini.
You can get some of that there. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to your phone calls here in just a second as we discuss this offense and specifically the passing game, which was, let's call it for what it was. I mean, we sugarcoated it. We didn't want to say it. Jalen finds ways to win in September. The passing game in September stunk. It stunk. They, other than one half of football against the Rams and one half against Tampa, they couldn't throw the ball in the month of September. And I have noticed in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it's been better. It feels to me there are more wide-open receivers. Jalen had a great game Sunday. A couple games before that, he missed some guys. But if you keep getting guys wide open in the NFL and your quarterback has time and he has a pulse, and Jalen certainly has a pulse to be a good quarterback, and he is a good quarterback, he's going to hit those guys more often than not, and that's going to lead to explosive plays. I see a passing game that is turning the corner, has turned the corner. Hugh Douglas needs to see more. Where do you come down? Let's hear Donovan McNabb, his thoughts on what he saw Sunday against Minnesota. Here he was a couple days ago on the afternoon show.
I'm tired of everybody always focusing on the easy one to throw darts at. I mean, if you look at him statistically, he's putting up decent numbers and he's accurate and doing what he's supposed to do. It's about the play calling. I've seen a more aggressive attack by our play caller and being able to put guys in position. I told you, our best route runner is Devontae, which Devontae to me is our number one receiver, but we put everybody else in better position so that we can push it downfield. I would love to see us be able to run the football more and also run the screen game with Saquon. I think that's the strength of his that people are overlooking. But I was pleased by what I've seen with the ballot. I was pleased by what I've seen by our quarterback having an opportunity just to relax and just play football. And I've seen explosive plays. It's a great start.
I like the way he ended it. It's a great start.
And it is. Yeah. It is. That's why, you know, you're very careful about what you say because, you know, given new information like we like to, you know, we like to have all the time, it wasn't how they started the game. You know, it was out of adversity. It was out of injury.
You're talking about the under center. Under center.
Play action under center, yeah. So it's great. It was good to see. Now you're going to see how you incorporate it into the offense this weekend. Bottom line is this, and this is my concern. The Giants have shown the ability to score points.
Since Dark got in, he's
been in the game.
Yeah.
They've shown ability to score points. Now, that's the one thing that you concern yourself with, because when you talk about the efficiency of this offense and running at optimum levels, if you're being honest with yourself as an Eagles fan, last week was the best week that we had as far as scoring was concerned.
And it was only 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
But that was let's keep it a bean. It was the best week we had. We need more. When you talk about – see, look at it like this, if you can, and take the green goggles off. With the receivers that we have, even though it hasn't been there, we should be better off than what we are.
Of course. Well, first month was frustrating, and that's why I think the record kind of – It was masking, through my green goggles. The record in September masked that they couldn't throw the ball.
And then look at it like this. If you can't do that, how about this? Look at the individual matchups when you talk about man for man, the corners against our receivers. When you look at it realistically, a lot of the matchups going into a lot of these games that we've been in favor us.
Well, of course.
Because of the receivers that we have. Even the game this weekend, when you look at the corners that the Giants have, The matchups favor us. Now, they have a really good defensive line, and they get after the quarterback.
But they can't cover.
But they can't cover on the back end.
Well, that's why the 2 weeks ago, if Jalen had hit Devontae and hit AJ,
yeah.
I mean, it's well over 300 yards. 215-592-9494. One last quick thing, then right to your phone calls. Sometimes I think your perception becomes reality. You know, we start to believe something, and then it takes us a lot to move off of that. Look, I'm not trying to sell everyone that Kevin Petullo is some sort of genius. I don't believe that, right? Like, I don't think we have the next Sean McVay or anything like that. He's an extension of Sirianni. We know the offense has been choppy in a lot of these years. I'm just saying, if the last 3 weeks were the first 3 weeks of the season, we would have gotten phone calls to this radio station saying we have the next great coordinator. They've thrown for an average of 300 yards a game. We didn't do that at all last year. So I think the beginning of the season, there's been this perception that Petullo's in over his head, doesn't know what he's doing, he's lost, you know, out to sea, all that stuff. And I've said some of those things. But the last 3 weeks has looked better in the passing game. I feel like we're turning a corner here. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Happy hump day, man.
Happy hump day. Chris, what's up, buddy?
I'm going to miss you guys today, but I'll definitely catch you guys next time you're out at Klondike Cates in Newark. So apologize for that. But, guys, Joe, listen to Hugh. Today he's talking the truth. And by the truth, I mean, like, the actual truth, not the nonsense, like, your truth, I think. It's the truth. Like, he's spitting facts at you, and you just don't want to listen. Listen, here's the thing. The line needs to get healthy because, you know, I can't watch Tooth play guard or center anymore. It's just triggering my PTSD. I just can't see it anymore. And then, like, we definitely need to see consistency, more consistency from the entire offense, including QB1 and Petullo. Like, I don't understand why you're, like, all bought in and you think you're magically going to throw 30 a game because, like, you feel like the ship's right. And then something is obviously going on with the offense, and I don't understand what it is exactly, but, like, I don't know if you guys addressed this, but what was up with the whole Saquon yelling at Jalen in the middle of the game? I've never seen Saquon lose his cool like that. Like, is there something bigger going on there? Like, you're the guy that's the whisperer to team.
The team whisperer.
Here?
I don't think so. I don't know. Like, Saquon seems like if anybody's even killed, it's him.
He usually is, yeah.
It don't feel like he's the guy that is out there, you know, with cryptic tweets or anything like that. He just seems like he says what he means and he means.
Well,
he says.
In terms of that, he's way more of a grown up than the guy, you know, 20 feet
it's
to his left.
It's not so much. I don't think it's so much being a grown up. It's just, you know, sometimes you just want to be cryptic.
Yeah. Well, I
see Hugh. You know what? Again, that makes me all the more that I'm on your side on this. No, I don't believe the ship was righted after last week. And you know what? If this team has any self-respect, they need to go out and dominate a 2-5 Giants team.
Yes, I'm glad, Chris. I'm glad you said that. There's been a lot of out there. Oh, the Giants are better. They're 2-5, and they just allowed 33 points in a quarter.
In the fourth quarter. Yes.
And they scored 30 some points.
I'll leave you guys with this. I'm going to leave you with two things. One,
we need to wear to Kelly Green on Sunday and take boots to ass. And then I could buy back in. But number two, Hugh, I got to bring you back down a little because I've been praising a lot. You know, the audience is, you know, going to hear a lot about, you know, how they're aware of your vibrator nonsense that you talk about with your third eye blindness. This is evident each week that, like, you're really a blind man out there with that third eye, because your quarterback ranking list is going to come out, and that just that blows all the holes in the trust that he with that movement. And
no, it don't.
All we got to do is just see one Spencer Rattler.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean,
yeah, that was the one I think that threw us all off.
No, it was early. It was early information. And as the week progresses, the information changes. Leave me alone. I had new information.
That was a lot.
He meant the
vibrating on a different frequency.
No,
is that what he meant?
I think he meant the adjustable base bed, and I'm talking about the vibration.
No, I think he's talking
bed.
About your higher frequency.
Oh yeah, I am. I do vibrate on a higher frequency.
But
yeah,
I think sometimes it is important to use the correct word.
Yeah.
You know? Not sometimes.
Yeah.
It typically always is important.
In that instance,
but sometimes it matters
definitely.
More.
It was.
No,
prudent.
I know.
Yeah. It was prudent.
I like how we're debating how often we should say the right word as talk show hosts. Like this is we talk.
As I say, Mediterranean. Yeah, it pisses people
we
off.
We just say stuff. We don't say things properly.
That's true.
That's not part of the job description.
How much more of a passing game that has been better do we need to say it's turned a corner here? I mean, the bar was pretty darn low in September. 100 yards was kind of becoming typical, like 120 yards a game. They've averaged over the last 3 weeks 296 per game, and that's with Jalen missing a few throws here and there in the two previous games.
Uh-huh.
Like, we're this close to 300 yards a game passing with Jalen Hurts. And for every Jalen Hurts fan out there, he's never done this. Like, for him, this is the most prolific. I have to go back and look, but I would think it's one of the most prolific three-game stretches he's ever had throwing the football yards-wise. To me, that means they're figuring something out in the passing game.
They're figuring it out, but again, Joe, the reality of the situation is Carson Wentz was bad, man. And if you go back,
I could have told you that before the game.
Well, I mean, but there was still some trepidation about how the passing game was going to look, even if it was against Carson Wentz, because it was a whole lot of man. If they lose to Carson, yada yada yada.
Well, you said
filling
that.
I mean, I wasn't. I said what was being thought. I wasn't the only one thinking it.
This would have been a meltdown week.
And when you look back at that game, and you look at some of the throws that he didn't make, and if you're being realistic with yourself, because I can guarantee you, as an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, you're looking at that and be like, damn, if he'd have completed that pass, man. They probably would have been off to the races.
The game would have been different.
It would have been a different game.
It sure would have.
So you have to correct those mistakes. And you're playing against a team who is 2-5, no question about it. But they beat your ass they beat your ass the last time and you went to New York.
To your point, the Giants' offense has been better since they changed the quarterback.
Yes, so, and they score. They can score. Yeah,
so this week, we're going to have to score. And right now, it's hard to trust our running game, so it's probably going to have to be the passing game again to move the football. Damon and Delco, what's up, Damon?
Yo, yo, good morning to y'all.
What's up, man?
Good morning, Damon.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm good, brothers. I'm good, man. Hugh, top of the day to you, man. Joe, top of the hour to y'all.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate
Damon,
it.
Appreciate it, buddy.
That's how it usually happens before he dropped the hammer, though.
That's right. Tell him, Damon. Tell him this test passing game has turned the corner.
I ain't dropping the hammer today. I'm agreeing with Joe. I believe we turned the corner.
I believe that
for several reasons. Joe, you keep pointing it out. And I was calling, and I know y'all remember, I'm one of the dudes who kept saying, Petullo got to go. Whatever his name. I'm sorry I'm messing him up again.
That's but all Kevin right.
No, you ain't got to worry about enunciation on this show.
Yeah, not this one.
I've been saying it for a while. He got to go, he got to go, he got to go. And all of a sudden, the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, looked like he'd have been putting in some different plays, which make me
no.
Maybe he just feels like it has the potential to be.
I wonder sometimes if he is not quite as fast as he was 4 years ago, and he thinks I can get the corner, and then they catch him, and he just ends up.
Oh, man, I didn't get the corner.
Right, like he tries, and, you know, it's not like he's lost a lot of speed, but if you go back and watch highlights of when he was the first got in the league, he's definitely a step slower than that. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, it is a weird thing that he does that. 215-592-9494. Kate in East Falls up on WIP. Hey, Kate.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kate.
I do see sparking happening in the passing game, and I know Hugh, you said to take the green goggles off for a second. And my argument is like, put the green goggles on.
Tell them, Kate.
In general, I think that like Arthur Brooks once said that when we go through suffering, we don't come out healed; we come out different. So I think it's a matter of framing and expectation and the way that we're thinking about this, because the first part of the season, there was a bit of suffering they were going through with the passing game. And we see them making adjustments with play calling. We see them, you know, trying to get the line healthy. And we can see them embracing their path. Every season is an individual path that cannot be compared to anything else. And I think, not for you guys, because I know it's your job to analyze everything, and I appreciate your caution. But as fans, like, I think we have to give them space to surprise us, to jump off the couch when Smitty catches that touchdown. Like, I just think, like, we should put, as fans, we should put the green goggles on. We should have faith in them. We see them working, changing, adjusting. So I say put the green goggles on.
But Kate, can I ask you a question? And I think that's a compelling statement that you made. But when you look at the Detroit Lions and how much they've lost and how they look strong, that doesn't concern you a little bit? And knowing that we're probably going to be on a collision course with them,
yeah,
that doesn't concern you at all? That
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
I
because
that,
you got it.
I think that, you know, like, we have to trust our path. And I think that it's easy to, like, I watched the Lions the other night and I was like, whoa, you know. But I think we have to trust our path and trust what we're doing. And, like, I see what you're saying. And, yeah, they're a really good team. But I also see that we are making adjustments, and we're heading in our lane, staying in our lane, staying focused on us. I think that's the way that we're going to do the best.
And Kate, great phone call. I think sometimes we're also a prisoner of our own expectations. Like, mm-hmm. if the Lions or the Packers or Seattle, if I showed you them on Sunday and they were bombs away like Jalen was, I think we'd be like, uh-oh, we got to face that team. Like, we have had these – the expectation is we have the best team in football. And it's looked choppy the first 7 weeks, clearly. I think the passing game is moving in the right direction.
In the infamous words of Joe Giglio, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Like, they just threw for 326 on a perfect passer rating. And this thing's turning the corner. All right, 215-592-9494. We're live today from the Deco Food Hall here in Wilmington. Come on out. It is an awesome, awesome place to have everything. I mean, there's coffee here, breakfast. There's also
the
million.
The coffee was all right.
The coffee's great. The restaurant's here for lunch. Come on out. Elliot's going to join us next. His thoughts on Sunday, the passing offense, and Elliot's take on a new Sixer season, which starts tonight. That's next. NBA tip-off week and FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casinos, your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game and want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks plus. You can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. FanDuel is giving new customers $300 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting part of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.